Welcome to the Adoption Today podcast. I'm Carrie Wilds.
I'm Karen Lear.
We do real talk on adoption and this journey called parenting. Hey everyone, welcome to season two of Adoption Today. We are back in action and have recovered from the holidays.
Yeah, we took a little break to regroup.
I know, and it's February and it is Valentine's Day. And so we thought the perfect first episode of our new season would be all the reasons why we love adoption.
All the love.
Yeah, there's lots of it.
There is.
Yeah, I actually really, I know it's a Hallmark holiday, but I actually really like Valentine's Day because it's not this whole big 5 months of hoopla. It's like, oh, it's Valentine's Day.
One day.
Yeah. And it's all about love, you know?
True. Yeah. We don't, we were talking about this earlier. We don't really give gifts for Valentine's Day, but I did get a good idea from a friend who found this probably on Pinterest. Because thank God for Pinterest.
I have a love-hate relationship with Pinterest,
oh,
you know?
Really?
Yeah, because like there's all these amazing things and you're like, do I even have time for that?
Oh, yeah. No, I know. It's definitely, you get overwhelmed. But it is cool for things like this. The idea is you cut out a construction paper, or if you wanted to be fancier, you could. But construction paper heart, and write something you love about your child. And for February 1st through the 14th, you put a note on their door, a heart on their door every night when they go to bed. So they wake up and there's another heart on their door. And so then they see, you know, you are brave, you are kind, you are a great listener, you are a helper, you are really good at soccer. Like, and so Cal can't read yet, but he's starting to kind of identify some of the words. But every morning, the first question, he runs into our bedroom. What does my heart say?
Aww.
So he has loved it, and I just wanted to share that because I think it's a really good way to reinforce kind of like the virtues that you like, you know, want to build up in your child. And he just got a lot out of it because I think, like you said, Valentine's Day is just a day. And so for kids, it can be a little bit like, oh, okay, they had a party at school and then that was it. But I like a little bit of a buildup as long as it's not too involved. Like, I'm not moving elves around my house right
now. I was about to say, this sounds much better than the Elf on the Shelf, which is banned from my house for eternity for sure.
There is no love for the elf.
No, definitely, okay. Definitely not. But I like that idea because there was something I saw recently and it was talking about how, you know, like you're always like, oh, what do you want to be when you grow up? Mm-hmm. What do you want to do? Like thinking about your future and whatever. But it was talking about really focusing on and reinforcing who your kids are like right now versus like, oh, when you're this age, you want to do this. So I love that because that idea totally reinforces all of those qualities that they already have.
Right. And yeah, and you're, like I said, you're praising kind of the virtue and the effort. Like, you're a hard worker rather than, like, you're so smart. And that's what I think is kind of psychologically popular to do today. So that's why we liked it. But he has just gotten a lot out of it and has been really excited. So I think that would actually be enough for him. And then he also gets Valentine's Day at school, right?
Yeah, and they all get Valentine's.
Yeah. Did your girls make a box or anything?
They did at school. Yeah, and then they all do Valentine's. So Maddie's favorite thing right now is Paw Patrol. So she has Paw Patrol. And then, of course, Evie has Princess Valentine's. So it is actually good because they have to practice writing their name 20 times.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So they do pretty good at that, but we're not huge into like celebrating with gifts and stuff either, especially because Maddie's birthday is February 16th.
Yeah.
So kind of the cool thing about Valentine's Day that I love is that, you know, when Maddie was going to be born, she was supposed to be born on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
So, that's actually the day that they induced Candace, her birth mom, but she wasn't ready yet, so she wasn't actually born until the 16th, so Valentine's Day
is kind
of a special day to remember,
that's
because
nice.
We're like, Maddie's going to be born on Valentine's Day, and that's kind of when the whole process started, but she wasn't actually born until the 16th.
She had her own plan.
Yeah, she totally did. So I love that idea, though, and I think, like, I'm going to put that on my calendar for next year, because I think when they can write, then you all could do it as a family.
Absolutely. And that's what I was going to say. I also saw these poster boards and it was like, you could even break it down to what I love about dad, what I love about mom, what I love about, you know, your siblings or whatever. And they can, like you said, they can write their own.
Yeah.
Which I think is really cool. And it's, I mean, you could even make a gratitude thing, like, but I like having a tradition. So I just wanted to share that because to us, that's our new tradition to do for Valentine's Day.
I'm totally going to adopt that for next year.
Feel free. I stole it from someone.
From Pinterest.
Yeah,
exactly. So thank you to Pinterest for that.
Yes, thank you for the parenting help.
Yeah, no, definitely. So this whole episode is going to be all about the reasons why we love adoption. So we kind of like brainstormed some of the our favorite ones. And my personal favorite one is because with adoption, you're not 100%, but like almost 100% guaranteed to become a parent and to be able to have a family.
Yes.
So even if you start on one path and it takes you somewhere else, eventually you are definitely going to be able to have a family. So I feel like it's such a positive thing about it because it has a outcome that can be for sure.
That's why it was attractive to us too.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Whereas, you know, pretty much every other way to have a family, like you just don't know, or
it
might not ever happen, or it's definitely, and adoption's definitely an unsure in terms of like
it is
how it's going to go down, but it's definitely going to happen, which I think is really, really cool to think about.
Yeah. And you've said before, and I think it's true, you kind of have to stay open to the different possibilities that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
You can't close yourself off or be too rigid in what you will and won't do. And I've said this before too, but we started out saying no open adoption, not going to happen, never. And now we have such an open adoption. And it's just funny how you change your viewpoint. And if you do change your viewpoint, you are, I think you're opening yourself up to even more love and getting more things back.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it depends on the situation, but for us, that has worked really well. And that, I mean, that brings us to, I think, my, one of my top reasons that adoption is awesome is that it gave us an extended family. And so we have Bethany, who's Calvin's birth mom. And we have an awesome relationship with her and now her boyfriend as well. And getting to kind of know him and kind of know them as a couple as they kind of start their life. And then also getting to hang out with and see her mom who lives here and her grandmother and her husband who's like basically Bethany's grandfather. They got married not too long ago. So cute. They're the cutest.
Aww.
They go dancing together.
Aww.
They always match. So like, yeah, like they'll wear red or they'll wear, like they're just so adorable. But they live here. And so like they come to Cal's soccer games and they come to our house. And it, for me, it's just been really nice to be able to surround him with even more love and more people who love him. And we don't have a huge family. So selfishly, I really like the fact that we have more grandparents and aunts and more people, because I mean, I think it's always nice when you have, you can always, you know, you, I think a home is really perfect when you hear people talking, people laughing and all that noise in the background. Mm-hmm. And so we are a small family. There's just the three of us, me and Scott and Cal. So when we can put more people, my family, his family, you know, Bethany's family, everyone together in that space. I mean, I love that. I think that that is so strong and so amazing. Plus, it has brought us such a great community. I mean, you and I would not be sitting here today doing this without adoption.
Exactly.
And I've never met anyone through adoption who sucked. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, they're just really good people. Like,
yeah.
I don't know a more eloquent way of saying that.
Yeah. No, it's definitely true. Anyone, I feel like anytime you meet someone who has adopted, is adopted, or is thinking about it, you have this like instant kind of like, I know for me, like this excitement and like connection of like, oh my gosh, we have this like really unique and weird thing in common, but it's amazing.
Yes. It gives you such
That's so true. I love that.
And it gives you like a good jumping off point. Like you're like, oh yeah, me too. And then you instantly kind of know what something about that person on a really personal level. So it kind of almost brings you into a relationship with somebody. So yeah, I like, I like that. And I think it's been, that part of it's been super cool. So I feel all the love. And we actually, it's just funny, we moved back to Tampa right before Valentine's Day when we came back from Nashville when Cal was 18 months old. And so the first time we got together with Bethany's family was Valentine's weekend. Oh, so same thing. Cool. We have kind of a connection with that day with her family because we were a little unsure just because we had been living up in Tennessee and then we came back. We have an open adoption and had it while we were in Tennessee, but it's one thing to talk on the phone, send pictures. It's different to be in the same space with people. Mm-hmm. So that was our first kind of foray into that. We met at a playground. It was freezing in Tampa.
Which is like never.
February is weird though.
Yeah, February. January
it,
too.
Mm-hmm. It can happen. And so it was one of those days where it was so cold. The wind, we were on the water and the wind was blowing off the water and freezing us. And we had like a picnic. But I mean, it was wonderful. We had a picnic. We had this wonderful time. But I remember just Scott and I were like, let's meet at a neutral location in case it goes bad. Like, I don't even know what the thought was there, like, what that would look like, but anyway.
You're at a playground, you could run away.
I don't know. There's other people. I don't know what we were expecting, but no, but they've been wonderful, and they've been so kind to us, and so it's been such a, it's really, I know this word is overused, but it's been a blessing. I feel blessed, you know, to have them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, no, I think that's really cool, and we were talking about one of the things I love about adoption most is that it truly is an example of God's love for us and how we're adopted into his family.
Yes.
And even just like being able to see that in other families, like it's so visible and you can see like what that looks like. Mm-hmm. And I know sometimes people have like a hard time understanding or thinking that they could love mm-hmm. a child who isn't biological, but, I mean, there's no difference at all. And that's exactly how, you know, God loves each of us. Yes. And we're adopted into his family. You know, so I think it's a really, it just makes it so visible mm-hmm. where it's something right. that isn't really visible, you know? So I think that's like.
It's a good point. I've mm-hmm. never thought of it that way, but it is, it's like out there. Like,
yeah.
Here it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're watching it happen.
Yeah.
Live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know. I love it. I love it. And I think too, it makes you feel like, it does really change you as a person
yes.
and as a family. And I think like, it's not easy, but as you're changing and like growing as a person, I feel like you're experiencing life in like a really deep way that
yes.
you wouldn't before to where you're like in it and you're like
really living
whoa,
it.
Whoa, yeah. This is like,
well, because you put yourself out there.
Mm-hmm.
There's like some fear behind it. So I think when you put yourself out there in that way and you get rewarded for it, you're kind of like more likely to keep putting yourself out for other things, right?
Yeah.
I mean, mm-hmm. that's how I feel about it. Plus, I think, you know, his plan, excuse me, God's plan is always better than what we think, but we always think we have it planned out. So I think that's a really good reminder for myself because I was like, well, I'm going to have a baby. I had it down to like when we were trying to get pregnant. Like I didn't want to be pregnant in the summer.
Because it's hot.
Right. So like, let's not do that. Like
right.
I was so like, no, I'm going to control all of this, mm-hmm. all of it. And so God was like, hey, so about the control problem that you have, here's actually my solution. If you let go, I will bring amazing things into your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I am not, you know... I'm still a work in progress on that, but it is true. Like if you let go, he really does show up in an amazing way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It makes me think about when we were in the hospital, like on Valentine's Day, waiting for Maddie. And it's like this thing that like is so amazing and that we hope it happens, but it might not happen.
Yeah.
And like, it was so like such an intense, deep experience. That you could like feel the pain, but like in a good way.
Yes.
Like it's so hard to describe.
No, I know what you mean though.
You know,
yeah.
But it changes you so much as a person and what how you feel about other people and love for people that
yes.
you would never ever even interact with.
Yeah, that's
so.
Very true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's very true. And then you have talked about our fourth reason
yes.
for loving adoption, and I agree with this too, but you have more, I guess, direct connection with this, is that we can kind of help people who start down the adoption road in their journey. I mean, obviously, that's what we're trying to do with the podcast, is be supportive and
mm-hmm.
be a kind of a source of reference for anybody or a resource, but you know, with Promise Love, you do that quite directly.
Yeah, that's for the foundation that we have. Fundraising is an obvious one because adoption is expensive, and it's definitely, I would say, the biggest roadblock to people actually being able to do it. Mm-hmm. So that's the thing we focus on the most. But the thing that I like equally as much, if not even more, is getting to talk to people and helping them know that it's possible and helping them directly start the process.
Right.
You know, so I feel like for our family, because we do look so different, people want to talk to us about it more. And even people that, you know, like I would have no idea that that's something that they're even interested in. But like, for example, we had lunch with a couple recently, and I had no idea that they were interested in adopting, and you know, they just brought it up and wanted to talk to us about it, and I was able to kind of explain all the different options. That's and cool. They're on their way.
That's awesome.
Now, like, getting licensed. So it's so cool that they just, you know, just, we didn't know them for that long, but like you said before, you know, getting to know someone in a really deep way really quickly.
Yes.
I love that. So that's like my personal favorite thing is like, I would talk to people all day, every day about getting started.
Well, and you're a great person to talk to because you know so many people in this community, I feel like.
Yeah.
You're always like, let me put you in touch with this person. Hold on. Let me get you that person.
Yes. I'm a connector too. So I love like puzzle pieces. You know, and I feel like what you do in your life helps to connect you with other people and people come into your path for a reason. And so when that's visible, you know, it just makes it easier and is like so exciting. Like, I love it.
Aww.
Yeah. So we do that all the time. Like, that's one of the things our foundation does, is really help people, whether they need financial assistance or not. It's really just, here's what you can do to actually like make this dream a reality.
Right.
Or make it a possibility when you never thought it was.
And sometimes people just do need the actual support of talking to somebody. They may not necessarily need the financial support of it, but they, you know, they really benefit from talking it over, hashing it out, saying, well, what happens if here and there? And, you know, we've talked about, we've had friends who've been kind of our guideposts for us through that process. I don't know how you do it without.
Yeah.
Because there is a lot of negative stuff out there. And I think that's why one of the reasons we wanted to talk about this today is there is a lot of negative connotation, even still with adoption. So I think it's important to put all the positive stuff out there that you can, because it really is a positive thing for a lot of people.
Yeah. So, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
No, I totally, totally agree. Well, and with, and actually Valentine's Day is special for us because for the Promise Love Foundation, our logo is heart.
Right.
Thumbprint.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I mentioned it on the episode we talked about the foundation, but the logo is the shape of a heart, and it's our daughter, Maddie, and my friend Holly's daughter, Giselle. They are half siblings, so it represents like their two thumbprints.
That's cute. No,
it's not their actual thumbprints. Someone was like, I was talking to my graphic designer, and he's like, well, then it's like identity issues. And I was like, really? So it's not their actual thumbprints, but it's a heart that represents our families becoming a family through adoption, and our girls who will know each other, and then helping families, you know, have that same kind of connection through adoption.
Even more connection.
Yeah.
That's very cool. No, I think that's awesome. And then this, so the last one, number five, is kind of something a little off topic because it more relates really, I think, to parenting, but stick with me because I have like a reason why it relates back to adoption. I feel like, I read a lot of books about parenting because I'm a nerd and I love to read. And learn things. I have my own like book club of my own, like party of one.
But your own personal book club.
I do. And so one of my favorite books, if anyone's looking for parenting guidance, I love Janet Lansbury's No Bad Kids. And you can pick that up at any age. Like, it's perfect for babies. It's good for toddlers. I still apply it. You could apply it to people who are grown up. Seriously. Because it's about validating somebody's feelings. It's a whole parenting, it's a respectful parenting approach. Okay. That's her technique. And so I don't necessarily follow one or another parenting approach, you know, by the book, because I don't like to be boxed in. But I have pulled a lot of information from her. And one of the things that I like that she said is that you can't parent from a place of deficit, Meaning, like, if you don't love yourself, if you have self-love issues, self-worth issues, whatever, that's going to come up as a parent while you're parenting your child. And I think that's really true. So something that I've noticed since we've had Calvin is I've worked on myself a lot, just as far as trying to be a better person. I will say, I know this sounds so cheesy, he really inspires me to be a better person. And so I, and Scott too, and so we read a lot about how to, like, why does that flip my switch when he does that? Why do I let that bother me? Why can I not, you know, why are these emotions triggering things? So my point is, as a parent, I think because I've been gifted with this child through adoption, I've always taken parenting really seriously. And I'm not saying I'm not comparing myself to other people. I'm comparing myself to myself. Like, the me of not adopting, I don't know. I mean, I would think I'd still be a decent parent, love my child, of course. But because of what we went through and how hard we worked to get Calvin, I just have always taken that super, super seriously, maybe too seriously sometimes, but it's important to me. And so I think that the idea of self-love, loving yourself, being the best you can be, if you're the best adult you can be, then your child will benefit from that.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to love yourself.
Yeah, I think that's totally true, because kids mimic what they see.
Oh, yeah.
So
totally.
If you're like, uh-oh, you know, like if the girls do something, I'm like, oh, man, that is not good. I got to stop doing this.
And it's like, you're never going to be a perfect person, so you can't strive for perfection. But it's just one of those where you have to kind of, I like to try to say, okay, like, I realize what my hot buttons are, because kids, man, they're like little...
Oh, they know.
They know. They're like little scientists. They're like, oh, I found a little thing I can push right there. I'm going to go back to it. But then it's like, I always am curious, like, why does that bother me? You know, mm-hmm. Why did that set me off? Why did that make me angry or feel frustrated, or... why, you know, what is behind that? So sometimes you dig a little deeper, you really find out a lot about yourself.
Yeah, no, I think that's definitely true. And I think it's important to actually take a step back sometimes and just really, like, think about that. Because I know for me, like, I don't think about that as often as I should. And so this actually reminds me that I should think about it more. And, like,
that's what I'm here for, Carrie.
Exactly.
I'm always in my own head thinking about things. So, you know, if you ever want to overthink something, you just call me. I'm already overthinking it, and we can talk about it.
Well, whenever you are, give me a call, because I probably shouldn't be thinking about it at all, and I'm probably not, because that's just usually how it goes down. But I like it, because when, you know, when I hear stuff like that, I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's, like, a really important thing.
You probably do it unconsciously. Like, you don't realize you're doing it, but you probably have changed certain things about yourself since you've become a parent.
Yeah. You have. I think it just makes you more aware of, like, you know, the qualities that you want your kids to have, have to have. And if you don't have those, you got to change or work on it, you know.
Yes. You have to model that.
Yeah. And it's funny, because, like, some stuff they learn in school, in the preschool they're in, I actually, like, really like. Like, they've taught them. So, like, it's helped us to kind of say the same things and express our feelings. So, like, if they do something at school that's, like, you know, say something mean or, like, whatever, they'll say, like, that either empties your bucket or it fills your bucket up.
Oh, what a great way to
play. Yes, Miss Kim, that. She's amazing at learning it. Yeah, so they'll be like, you know, like, if there's something that they're upset about, they don't like it, they'll be like, Mommy, that empties my bucket.
That's an amazing analogy. I love it.
So now we say that because they understand. Right. So, like, if they're in trouble or they said something mean or whatever, I'll be like, you know, Maddie, that empties my bucket right now. And they totally get, you know, what
they
it means.
It.
Yeah. Or same thing. Like, if it's happy, it'll be like, that fills up my bucket. Like,
oh, that's awesome.
I love it. So it's like the emotional place that they're at, that they're learning in school. Like, we totally.
That's really cool, because it's such a more concrete way of saying that hurt my feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Or that, you know, that builds up my, like, that builds me up. It's such a more concrete image for kids. I love it.
Yeah. Or they'll say,
I'm
like,
use that.
You totally should steal it. Or another thing they say is, that's sad business. Because I think their teacher says it all the time. So, like, you know, if Maddie's like, oh, you know, if she wants, like, a piece of chocolate for breakfast. And I'm like, no, we're not going to go ahead. We're going to go ahead and not have candy or popsicles for breakfast. She'll be like, that's sad business, Mommy. And I'm like, it is sad business for you, but it's going to be how it goes down.
It's so funny. They go through phases. When Cal was, like, three, he would ask me every morning, can I have candy for breakfast? But like, he never, like, he was always really anticipating I would say yes. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, he never was like, maybe, like, he just had so much confidence in his question. I loved him for that. Like, maybe today's the day. Maybe she'll be like, yes, you can, yes, you can.
Yeah, it's a new day, so.
You know what, yeah, that's
maybe fine. Maybe that will change, but yeah, I think it really, like, it's taking things at whatever level your kids are at. Yeah. And, like, even learning from, like, yes. the things that they're learning in school that totally makes sense to them. Like, I've really enjoyed, because I don't know, like, anything about school or, you know, like, yeah. learning on kids' levels. Like, I am, yeah. know nothing
not
about
your,
that.
Not your specialty.
Yeah, exactly. So, I do really appreciate and like to understand where they're at. Mm-hmm. And then you can apply it to yourself.
I agree. Mm-hmm. No, it's really beneficial. I agree. So, anyway, those are some things that we love about adoption.
Yeah.
We covered a bunch, right?
Yeah. That's good. I like it. So, happy Valentine's yeah. Day, everybody, to y'all out there. And we've got some really exciting guests that we are going to have on this year in 2019. And we're going to be, our goal is to release a new episode every other Thursday.
Right.
Pretty much. So, be on the lookout every other Thursday.
Yep, and we've got some good follow-ups to stories that we kind of left you hanging on at the end of last year. I think you'll be excited to hear about some resolutions to those stories. Yep.
Yeah, and we're super, super excited for everybody we'll be having on. So thank you so much for listening, and stay tuned for season 2, 2019. Thank you, guys. Happy Valentine's Day.
Yep, see you later.
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.